In running for president, Bernie Sanders did something that seemed impossible. He ran a competitive campaign without taking any contributions larger than $2,700. NPR's Peter Overby set out to learn whether anyone else could do the same and win.
One staple of Sanders' rallies has been the finance report.
In the last year, we have received over 7.3 million individual contributions.
This is Sanders last month, the night of the Kentucky primary. He lost it by a whisker. When Sanders asked what the average contribution was, the crowd roared back, $27.
What is revolutionary about that is we have shown the world that we can run a winning national campaign without being dependent on powerful and wealthy special interests.
No other major party candidate ever ran a campaign like this. Sanders has raised more than $210 million. He relied heavily on donors who gave small amounts over and over. Jeff Weaver, Sanders' campaign manager.
I do remember those early days when we were looking at budgets and looking at $30 million and thinking that perhaps we could get to 50.
He said small donor fundraising has to do with the message and the messenger. He said the donors understand.
That contribution is much more critical to the success of the campaign. And, you know, that feeling is justified because that's exactly right. When you only rely on small donors, you know, every one of those $27 is critically important.
Sanders isn't the only candidate to score big with small donors this year. For Republican Ted Cruz, they accounted for $37 million, about one-third of the campaign committee's budget. Trace Anderson is a grassroots and finance consultant to Cruz.
He had always been a favorite and still is a favorite and a hero to the right, especially to the grassroots side of things. But it certainly blew all of our expectations in terms of the dollars raised.
But Cruz also benefited from an armada of super PACs. Walking away from super PACs and big donors is an unprecedented risk. But Sanders wound up with a fundraising list of some 2.5 million contributors. They're loyal, and Sanders' campaign is well known for pulling in millennial voters.
It's largely a younger list. I expect it includes many new donors that aren't amongst the traditional source of candidate or party finance.
Anthony Corrado, a political scientist at Colby College, said there's also a big unknown about those donors.
Whether they are largely Sanders donors or whether he has tapped into a large cohort of progressive individuals who are going to be responsive to candidates who adopt progressive policy issues.
Sanders has already deployed his list to help 13 down-ballot progressives. The fundraising was a success, but in the first contest for any of them, a House candidate in Nevada lost her primary race Tuesday. The big question is whether the Sanders donors will help fund a party that they say rigged the game against them. Democratic fundraising consultant Mike Fraioli.
It's tough to convert donors like that. I don't think it's a message that easily moves to another candidate or another committee.
For more mainstream candidates, it may be too scary to go after small donors and abandon the tried and true. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.